Blog Talk Radio.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fam. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, I'm in a Latino, sorry man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can. 25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye. To represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey. 137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family dreaming. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pigs ever did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Oh, yeah. And it's sad that one of the biggest songs from last year is still one of the top songs for this year. We'll probably get into why in just a little while. That's, of course, the Swish Fam remix to 137 Swish Fam remix. And happy holidays to you. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Year's. Happy Hanukkah. This is Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 3, Verse 50. Man, it's an abbreviation. It's an acronym for Music Activism News. For those on the line, we appreciate you for dialing into that 646-478-0944 phone number. For those listening via Hey, your listening devices, from smartphones to laptops to desktops, we appreciate it. Chapter 3 equals 3 years doing this. Verse 50, 50 times on the air in 2014. That'll let you know that by next week we'll be on Chapter 4, Verse 1. Hey, Creator Willing, I want to send out three quick disclaimers to everybody before I take the first couple of phone calls. So I'm looking at that 216-486 followed by a 216-772 phone number. Those disclaimers are, disclaimer number one, you get info on the show. So I have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, please don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-470-0944. I'll listen. Not sure for how long. This is only an hour-long program, but I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to talk to you and see what's on your mind just because I've been allowed for this show. And I always feel like when people call in, when they call in, you all make the show and make things go a lot better. Hey, I want to give a real quick informational point and let people know that tomorrow, you know, usually Black on Black Crime meets on Wednesdays. Obviously, it's New Year's Eve. So tomorrow, that's Tuesday evening, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting will be at 6:30 p.m. at 14715 Wednesday is when they usually are. But tomorrow it will be Tuesday, tomorrow. That 14715 Euclid Avenue, 6:30 p.m., 44112, the storefront right on Euclid and Lee. So with that being said, let's go see who's on the line, what they have to say and all of that. I want to welcome you on to our year-ending program. Man in the Streets, how are you this evening?
Doing fine. 416486,
okay.
Sir, I'm doing fine, and I wish you a very happy holiday, and hope that you have had a very enjoyable time. And we hope next year will be a better year than this one, especially when it comes to these cops, these crooked cops.
Oh, amen, hallelujah on that. As a matter of fact, I tell you, it has been a rough one already. It really has been a rough one. You brought up an interesting thing that I might have planned on waiting until later on to get into, but I think I might end up going on and getting into that particular story frame now. So I just thank you for calling in, and I appreciate you for being there.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. I'll tell you what, if you definitely hold a line, keep in mind I have a song to play for you just because I'm feeling very thankful on a few things. Before I get to that 216-772 phone number, and whoa, a 215 area code, 207 phone number. I'm going to get one of the hard things off my chest first. And I'm going to just put it out there that on Saturday, the past Saturday, I was thankful that I went downtown Cleveland, to join the New Abolitionist Association, Ohio, as well as members of Revolution Books. And it was like 60-something people standing side by side in silent protest against the Sea of Blue. And the Sea of Blue that happened in Cleveland, at times it felt like we were reenacting the final battle scene from the movie called 300, the first one, where everything didn't go all that great. As a matter of fact, the Cleveland Police Union organized the event, calling for police from other suburbs and townships, as well as supporters and family members. Now, while paying for permits, and they claim they raised more than $20,000 from selling Sea of Blue T-shirts and hoodies. Now, I want you to keep tonight's lottery, you know, keep tonight's lotto numbers in mind. 37-2-5. Just keep those three lotto numbers in mind. Now, there were 3,000-plus officers and supporters there. Now, there is a black man that I do respect, Detective Lynn Hampton, Hamptonio, Black Shield President. And he saw the Sea of Blue as a first step to show the community that police cares and wants to mend relationships. Now, remember the lotto numbers, 37-2-5. Where was that? Oh, okay. Anyway, whether it was verbally said or not, the union had this rally to offset Tamir Rice, Mike Brown, Tanisha Anderson, even the New York chokehold protests that have happened. Now, how do I know? Because by being there, you see things. Like some of the signs from the Sea of Blue supporters said, hands up, I won't shoot. Blue Lives Matter, Cops Lives Matter. And I would like to say I wish I could give the Sea of Blue event the benefit of the doubt. But if you go to, like, the Facebook page, shameless plug of Alfred Porter, JR, period, profile picture of a sheriff's hat, Alfred Porter, JR, period, you can watch the news, the videos, see photos. You will notice some things missing. Like, if you notice the photo of where I stood, not counting the black, white, and others who stood on the sides of the streets, like maybe some of the ones who were lined up to make sure that the 3,000 Sea of Blue supporters actually marched in the parade. Now, the lotto number was, in that actual parade, very interesting, 37 blacks, that's officers, supporters, and others, around maybe 5 Latinos, 2 Asians. So just how inclusive is our Cleveland Union when they can't or unwilling to beg, plead, demand, or ask more blacks in their union or in their at least division to show unity? Now, this one person by the name of Don Bryant, who is definitely no stranger to this show, spoke on his observation of the rally, noting the keynote speaker, Bob France, fired by this station WTAM this summer, said the U.S., the United States Department of Justice regarding systemic failure was fiction. Now, Don feels when hundreds of white people come to a majority black city for police support rally trying to diminish the cause for police reform, then they are in the wrong city with the wrong message. Now, on a side note, keep Sister Summer from Dream Committee, one of the nicest hip-hop groups that's out, definitely keep her in mind. As an off-duty officer, he low-profiled her, called her names the past weekend, cuffed her, elbowed her in the chest. Now, he was black. She just might get justice. And why do I say that? Because Charles Locke, who's a black police officer, had sex with a 15-year-old. Now, the union didn't back him up, and I feel he didn't deserve to be backed up. He was dead wrong in doing what he did. But none of the 13 involved in 137 shots of atrocity, well, they all received thumbs up. I'm done right now. I'm going to get, at least before I go to the next phone line at 216-772. Whoo, let me at least give people some good news. See, you say I don't give any information, so let's put it out here like this. The 38th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. birthday observance. That's why I say have something to take down information when you listen to this show. The 38th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. birthday observance is on Sunday, January the 18th, 2015, 3 to 5 p.m. at Cuyahoga Community College. That's on 30th College Avenue. 216-987-4805, or you can go online. Email mlkcelebration.tri-c.edu for free tickets. I think some people can get up to 4. mlkcelebration.tri-c.edu for your free tickets. Even if you want to come across the line, you're out of state, come through Cleveland and visit for a little while. It'll be glad to have you here. I'm going to go to this 216-772 number that has been, like, I will say, dealing with me very patiently so far, and I appreciate them for that. So let me go check out and see what's happening with them. Again, you are listening to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's music, activism, and news. 216-772. How are you this fine evening?
Good evening. I'm getting there. I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm doing well, brother. I'm doing well.
Excellent.
Who are we talking to, and what's going on with you?
This is Don I'm just saying getting there because I'm still suffering with a little bit of a cold or something. But anyway, we're keeping up the struggle. I've been doing some internet activity regarding the demonstration for the police on Saturday. What do they call that? Sea of white? No, sea of blue.
Yeah.
sea of mostly white. It was foaming. It was so white. It was foaming. You know how the ocean does when. And I like how they got a permit within a week. I've tried to get a permit in a week, and they told me, no, you need 28 days or something. You know, oh, no, what a weekend count. You know, oh, man, they make you. Anyway, so they make you scramble, and so we don't get permits anymore. Why bother, right? But they did.
Right.
And, I blogged about that a little bit. I sent my letter to Cleveland.com because I said this Bob France was their keynote speaker at the Sea of White, Sea of Blue rally they had Saturday. And, you know, he started off okay. He was welcoming, you know, the Asians and the African Americans and the different multicultural, saying that all these lives matter, and we know that. But the people on the front line, why we say Black Lives Matter is because the black folks are on the front line of the struggle. They face the police on a daily basis. You know, they got to look over their shoulder all the time. Why is he following me? Why is this police officer following me? What's going on with this? So when someone's on the front line, a real American would go stand with the person on the front line and not say, oh, all lives matter. No, Black Lives Matter. And that's the end of the story. We don't even need to talk about it anymore. I mean, we could say Brown Lives Matter too, because Latinos, of course, are on the front line and other immigrants.
Yes, sir.
But let's go with the most oppressed person we can find in our community and stand with them and not argue and split hairs, you know, about lives, other lives mattering, because this is a frontline struggle. So anyway, this dude, the keynote speaker, what's his name, France, fired from WCAM last July. He was doing okay, being inclusive and everything, until he got to the part about the Department of Justice report, and he called it fiction. He said that the leading law authority of the land, he was disclaiming them, saying that they were all full of crap and that they didn't have a good, accurate report on the Cleveland police. You know, he was given the percentages. Well, only 600 were the use of force out of 6,000 or whatever. And the percentages, he was right. There was a low percentage. But what if it was his kid that got killed? And then it would be a different story. So I'll see if they put my letter in the paper.
I hear you. And I just wanted to ask you, I'm looking at something else before you leave off the phone. Tanisha Anderson, what is happening on Friday?
There'll be another gathering about the third rally. I know there's been vigils at the home, but now the rallies are calling for justice. This is a little stronger than a vigil. And
yes,
we'll be at Superior and Ansel Rhodes at 5 p.m.
Yes. Okay.
I know Oppressed People Nation is co-sponsoring that with my group, Immigrant Support Network, and many others. We had a good showing the last time. So we had over, you know, a good amount of people and a good diverse crowd. You know, it was
beautiful,
strong. We're going to continue to ask for justice for this case because Tanisha Anderson, as you know, she was slammed to the sidewalk by the police, killed by a black officer in this case. So, you know, it's not always white on black. And although we do know that no black officer has killed a white person in Cleveland, if you can find me the stats on that, let me know. You know,
that's always been the interesting stat that I've looked at. So I always just get... I thank you very much, man, for always being diligent and being yourself.
The family for Tanisha Anderson needs the support. And, you know, the poor Mavian, the daughter, 16-year-old, she's a strong young woman, strong girl. But here she is, holiday time, and mom's gone. And this is the saddest thing for her and too many other families. So that's why we're calling for police reform, for the community to be very safe, and even the police officers' safety, because right now it's a wild, wild west, and it's not going to get any better until we see reform in the city of Cleveland Police Department and justice for Tanisha and Tamir and Timothy and Melissa and too many others.
Thank you very much, brother, for the phone call this evening.
Thanks. Sorry to take too much time. Have a good night.
Oh, no. Hey, you have a good one, too. I probably have something on there to play for you in just a little while. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Before I get to that 215-207 number, let me take the time to at least let people know from, wow, number 10, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, entertainment-wise, I'll say that debuting, my man Humble G, the violinist Hip Hope, performed inside of Tower City in front of a whole crowd. That was last week for a couple of days. So congratulations. Number 9, Lady Meatrice. Number 8, Hip Hop Workshop this coming Saturday. More later. Number 7, my man T Rilla. Number 6, Queen Nana. The song called Black People. Number 5, Black House Sounds. Number 4, Emax the Image. Number 3, Beat Effect. Took a major part in that Dayton concert. Speaking of Dayton concerts, number 2, the debut of Mom and Pop Hip Hop, did a show in Dayton, Ohio with my man Beat Effect, Jimmy Mack. And Mama Slim had the best comment. She said, artists keep saying they want to perform in different spots, so I get different spots, and y'all still don't come and show up? What are you all afraid of? Y'all keep bitching, but it's your damn fault because you don't go anywhere. More on that in just a little bit, but sometimes some of us can be afraid of success. Number 1, debut of my man Pratt Attack, Brothers for the Struggle, returned the past Saturday. He now has a song called 137, which I appreciate him doing something on 137 Shots, the more the merrier. Performed with 50s, G-Unit Radio, DJ Thorough. So big shout out for him for returning and at least having something to say. I can appreciate that. And while I'm here, I just want to let people know a couple of ways to keep in contact with people. If you're not using this particular phone number at this time, feel free to use that 646-478-0944 phone number. This coming Wednesday will be a special Hood Tunes Radio, 11 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, bringing the New Year's with my man Emax the Image, and then 646-478-0944 on the regular Friday and Saturday with Hood Tunes Radio, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. My man Emax the Image deals with Music Business 101. I want to go to this since they called in. I'm very thankful that we have a 215-207. 215-207. How are you this evening?
How you doing, Alfred?
I'm doing well. What about you?
Pretty good. This is Sean Nelson calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
You know, thank you for calling in because people have said and sent out greetings to you from Brother Matt Gordon in Cleveland, Ohio, to my mom asked about you. And, you know, it's good to hear your voice, brother. So tell me what's going on with you.
Well, here in Philadelphia, Alfred, we're dealing with not just the Eagles losing their chance to the playoffs, but you know, we're going through pretty much the same things, you know, you guys are going through, you know, with the police officers and, you know, all the opportunities that the black communities are trying to give to our young people here. But other than that, you know, Philadelphia, you know, they've got their own you know, issues and things like that. But everything's okay here.
I hear you. And it sounds like everything is all right there because you're making sure everything is all right for yourself. So I can say one thing, man. I've always been proud of the way you handled yourself, what you've been doing, you know, how you look out for your family and things like that. I applaud and commend anyone who does the correct thing. So it's always
good to hear
from you, brother.
Thank you.
No
thank
problem,
you. And I see that you've been really active in the city back in my hometown in East Cleveland with all the things going on there. Are you guys showing any improvement?
You know something? For the first time, I can actually say that we had a lot of splinter groups beforehand. But I'm looking and seeing that now I'm working alongside a lot of other groups that actually want to do change and people who don't care who gets the credit for what. So in that regards, I will say that is one reason I've been very thankful that amid the strife that a lot of us have gone through, I do see some improvement, and I'm happy for it.
Well, that's great to hear, Alfred. You know, you keep up the good work, Press People's Nation, and all the other organizations I see you affiliated with. I think you guys are doing a great thing.
Man, I appreciate that. And if you can send regards to your family, where they're all over the place, let them know that the Porter family wishes them well.
I will surely do that.
Man, thanks again, and enjoy the rest of this holiday season.
Okay, you too, Alfred.
All right. As a matter of fact, I definitely know that I have the right song to send out for him also. Before I get to that 216-209 phone number, hey, like I say, some people may not want to talk, but, hey, I like to hear from people. That's what keeps the show going. And I need to let people know, since I already did the one thing, that for those who choose, the Butter Show, well, that show usually comes on 91.1 FM, 2 a.m. on a Monday morning. That's Cleveland Standard Time or WRUW. I also need to let people know, see, I keep telling people, when you tune in, have something to write something down, that this Saturday at 1:45 p.m., Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop at 1899 Main Classroom Building, large room, 136 off East 21st. The building is right between Euclid and Chester. You can enter on both sides. 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m., bring radio edits for rap, poetry, singing, gospel, dance, musician. Hey, Suave even paid to have his new video shown on the big screen, and it features Black House Sounds. So to have yours shown, definitely call the 216-804-7462. Just bring the video, or at least since it's a free event, you can come through, perform, and we do our best from everything from marketing tips to getting artists out there. And since Cleveland State University is allowing us to do that, come on through, speak your mind. And come through to teach, because between every four or five performers, somebody always has something nice to say that will cause somebody to think. I'm looking at this 216 number. You've suffered from listening to my mouth for this long. 216-209, how are you?
Great, great. Brother Al Porter, John from Black Odyssey.
Oh, man. What's really good, man?
Oh, man. And first, before I get started, I do want to back up what the brother was saying. You know, he had asked the question, do we see any improvement? And, you know, I can validate that improvement. I mean, not just from East Cleveland, from Cleveland also, because we have seen the cameras starting to come down. And we see people are not, you know what I'm saying, trying to turn a blind eye to what's going on in our community, in our neighborhood, because they destroying them and it's leaving them with just a hood. But it's the people who going to make it rise up and still become and stay a neighborhood.
True that. As a matter of fact, man, those red light, speed light cameras coming down in Cleveland, us fighting hard, and the boomerang effect for Maple Heights, and it's causing lawmakers to at least pass things downstate, because even though the Supreme Court in Ohio said, no, you can keep them, we had already voted ours down, which helped out a lot, and it looks like legislature will follow through. One thing that I want to say, though, who would have thought years ago, man, way back when Jacobs Field, there was no Progressive Field, way back when there was no Q, it was the Gun Arena, that there was a large group of MCs and artists that had all types of different styles, from reggae to just flat out hip hop by the name of Black Odyssey is able to survive and now put out quality videos. So on that note, I'm going to ask you, what's going on with you all?
Well, before I get into that, I want to ask the view, that's why I called in, because it's an honor that you know us for that long, to be a part of our on-camera video, because we are putting together a DVD of all our videos that we're putting out on YouTube. But we're going to make it similar to movie-like. So I want to ask Al Porter, will you give our first live camera interview to go along with that purpose of this DVD?
Man, that'll be an honor. So You all heard that one right here first. I definitely do want to be a part of that.
I definitely do.
That's an honor.
And we steadily throwing out videos left and right. Every time we hear about a show or something, we try to jump in on it as the best as our convenience as we can. Y'all be in tune. We got a lot more coming this year. And it's for some prizes. We going to hit you with all kinds of stuff from just basically keeping it reality music, my man. That's what I want to be known for. That's what Black Odyssey stands for, is making reality music. Issues that we deal with in everyday life.
I believe that, and it shows. I'll tell you one thing. You have a lot of contacts, information, and you have a lot of music, so you've got a good couple of minutes to at least tell people how they can contact you and what songs they can go on YouTube to look and see and hear you for themselves.
Oh, man, we got 8 videos. You can reach me on Facebook, first of all. I use my government name. It's John Allen. You can see a black and white picture of me. Black Odyssey is spelled BLAQODESSY. You can search for that on YouTube, and all 8 of our videos should pop up. We have a SoundCloud, same thing, Black Odyssey. Man, we have a Twitter page, and that's at Black Odyssey. And you can also reach us through Gmail. That's blackodyssey@gmail.com. And we keep in network with all kinds of ways. We have a blog talk that we do with Cruise to Fame Records on Fridays and Saturdays. That's Blog Talk Black Odyssey Family. You can catch that. We broadcast, like I say, every Friday and Saturday night. We got a lot of things going, my man. A lot of ways to contact us.
No problem. And I'm looking so forward to being a part of that video just because it's history. And I just happen to believe that it is so important when artists are able to withstand the test of time. I'll put it like that. So I'm just thankful to see and be around somebody who is at least promoting what it is that it might take a slow start, but it's the way you finish. And to have a professional finish the way you all are and to be involved with making your own media, hey, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And
no,
that's my
problem.
Number that you see popped up, Al. Get with me, my man.
Hey, then I tell you what, we got you on it already, so I locked that one in, and I thank you again, family. All right, just hold the line just a moment, though, my brother.
Okay.
And we all know how this works. Before we get into anybody else who might decide to call in that 646-478-0944 number, I'm going to just take the time to do one quick thing, if I can, and let people know real quick. Like I say, it'll just be like 1 minute on this one. Let people know that Saturday, January 24th, 6 p.m., OPN presents Cypher Mania, Bangers, Bars, Body Bags, featuring Sheriff Kilroy's The CD Listening Tour. Hey, if they can have a little listening tour from the DOJ, Department of Justice, but it isn't just them, it's the City of Cleveland, and I'm not sure the City of Cleveland is going to do anything, but at least you can come out and there'll be the Sheriff Kilroy CD Listening Tour, sponsored in part by OPN on January the 24th. Why is it starting at 6 p.m.? Because it's going to feature Lady Meatrice versus Gunbar Flawless, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. We'll have a part in it. CB Promo, Blazing Flame, Spit Boxers, Bar for Bar, Mom and Pop Hip Hop. For more information, 216-346-8652. And after hearing some of the last phone callers, then I'll tell you what. I think I will let people know I definitely am thankful.
My son had a lot of pressure to leave Cleveland. From ex-girlfriends friends to others, who said you can't build a business and grow. But our quarter is too strong. And just like the Creator hasn't forsaken us, be thankful the next new names haven't left.
Ballhead Fred, Sir Knox, Rock, Chop Shop.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Black on Black Crime Inc.'s Hip Hop Mystics, Quincy.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
GMS, Quest, Player T, and Ellery.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Emax, HTO, HJS, Ham City.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Be No Good, Corrupt, and I'm Not Done Name Dropping.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Ron Boyd, Tech Records, E&T's, Get It Poppin'.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Hollow Man, 3-in-1, Johnny O, and Chico.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Fatty Banks, Pastor Twan, Dave Malley, and Cleto.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Art McCoy, Brother Kahar, my sister Donna Brown.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
OPN, Jail, Kevin Hurt is going down.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
350, J. Lewis, 80X, a stew.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Al Fats, TKM, Ray Cash, to name a few.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Strong Arm, Poison Ivy, AUG, Miss Moon.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Grande Uno, Jazz Mark, Red Dog, to name a few.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
AFM, Jack the Ripper, MJ Kelly, and Rain.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Primal Rage, Tag Man, the Breakers in the Game.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Stephen the King, Besto, Solo Poet, and Sway.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Major Taps, Foresight, Jazz Poets are mainstays.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Mr. Abdullah and Big E, a star.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Peekaboo and Dave Stewart took film real far.
Thank the creator that they haven't left, please.
Yeah, I have to add the name Black Odyssey to that one. You're listening to Al Porter Band in the Streets Music Activism News. Feeling very, very well right now. Listening to that track that came out a couple of years ago. Shout out to Mama Porter. And I want to take the time, like sometimes I just throw people in together to let people at least know there are other things out there going on. So I'm going to let people know you can Facebook or Blog Talk as well. Who Has the Power Radio, D Gambit Radio, or Bored and Restless Radio, Miss Contagious, as well as programs that are on college radio, such as SOTC Radio, 89.3 FM, 1 a.m. tonight, Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org, and 216 Radio, 89.3 FM, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org as well. This one is rough, but we're going to get through this one before I go to maybe another announcement and a track and let people know that on November 21st, a masked person entered a home around 7 p.m. in the 1400 block, 92nd Wade Park, and fatally shot Shalona Williams, 17, Lemon Bryant, 60, and Jario Taylor, 19. Shortly after, Sharita Johnson dropped her 9-year-old daughter off to get clothes, and when the young girl went inside, the masked gunman fired 2 bullets, 1 grazing her. The shooter ran outside, shooting Sharita Johnson, killing her and an unborn child. Fortunately, the shooter didn't notice the 2-year-old in the back seat. Now, a week later, we'll say a week and a few days after that, Black Man's Army, we took the red, black, and green bus, marched down Wade Park, challenging witnesses to say something. And for the police, if you're going to say you're going to do the right thing, then step out there stronger. And the following Wednesday, we went on a Friday, and the following Wednesday, which we found surprisingly interesting, the same day of 12-year-old Tamir Rice's funeral, the police went door-to-door asking questions. Now, fast forward a week later. After doing the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show, which airs on Thursdays, 3 p.m., voiceofradio.com, I was informed that surviving family members would be guests within 2 hours. And I was safe for that show, which I did. And it was the Urban Grandstand show, also on Voice of Radio. And at one point, I asked Sharita's son, Jelante Johnson, what would he like? and he said, bring the bus back. And he said the same thing when he called Art McCoy's university radio show of Common Sense, which airs Sundays on WERE 1490 AM, 5 p.m. So this coming Thursday is the New Year's Day March for Justice to solve the murders, starting at 1:40 p.m., New Year's Day. You got it right, but don't worry. College bowl games, most of them don't start till like 5 o'clock, and in our area, the Ohio State game is on at 8:30 p.m. So with that being said, 1:40 p.m. at East 79th Wade Park, we'll march and go door-to-door out of the house at East 92nd block of Wade Park. We will pass out flyers, knock on doors, and support Jelante Johnson, who will help lead this march like he helped lead the press conference the past week. You know, I can always appreciate someone who gets up there and they know how to at least take the time to stand up for themselves and what have you. That's when you need to learn how to band together the best. Before I go to that 216-703 phone number, I should let people know, wow, a lot of things going on. So I'll tell you what I will do. Since I've gotten into a few announcements here and there and it looks like I'm doing well, then I don't have to do anything else except to give this undivided attention to the phone caller who just called in from 216-703. 216-703, how are you doing out there this fine evening?
Black House Sound, what's up with it, Mr. Porter?
Oh, man, I'm doing well. I'm enjoying this New Year's, man. I'm enjoying this New Year's.
Hey, I can't wait till 2:15 come in and all the new music that Black House Sound have to offer to the Cleveland streets and so on. I am so happy that you are part of it, help orchestrate a lot of it. And, you know, a lot of genius come with you, you know, when it comes to music and also battling the things that you battle out in the streets, as in crime and camera lights and so on. So you always out there with your voice, your opinion, and bringing people in on your show. I hope in 2015 that you will still be doing what you're doing. And, you know, I know 2015 right around the corner, so I just wanted to say that. Black House Sound, Joe Legacy, the founder.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you for that.
On the upcoming.
What's that you said, brother? As a matter of fact, what we're going to do is, I'll tell you like this. I'm going to take the time, and since he did call in, let's play something from Black Howard.
Liberty, it takes time. Let you down. Life come first, then life come first, then your life. like the converse. So a lot of tragedy, I can put it in words. Blood money, your money, it all transfers. So tell me what's so difficult to get an answer. So tell me what's so difficult to get an answer. Everything is on me, so I had to man up. Everything is on me, so I had to man up.
I'm out for quarter, hope you understand. Born in Chi-Town, raised up in the land. I ain't a young this, I ain't a little that. I'm a grown black man, bustin' grown fast. A grown up, yep, meaning I had to grow up and stop crawling. I had to stand up and man up, pull myself up by my shoestrings to enjoy blessings of what life can bring. I think I reminisce, I think I'll share this. How Al Porter earned a title share. I'll pick a year, yeah, 1985. I lost my daughter, that's when she died. Like a cross, I carried that on my back.
Lord,
I took some L's, life cut me no slack. But quitting, I wasn't raised like that. I didn't slow down, got on the fast track. People don't like me, maybe you hate me, so but don't be a fool. Do not debate me. No, my upbringing, yeah, it may be this way. I'm an adult with words, huh? I won't play.
Come on and may I pick all my blessings and ask from Lord. I still got many things, but in my life I see many, many sorrow. Many, many more, so I'm going for tomorrow. Yes, but life is nice, you feel not sorrow. No, I keep on me, say, don't you not take it so for me, depend the hurt. Yes, be a purpose, and I write down all the bag of bones, and me a focus, I'm touching on me heart. Which part now conscious, I'm touching on me soul. Which part now righteous, up and down, which part they can deal. Just to reach a Mount Zion, you know me well, I'm just going, I'm knocking on heaven's door. My heart I'll be clean, and my mind I'll be pure.
Yeah, always underground game. Freestyle, I rip. Yo, check this out. Yo, I love busting freestyles when the beat is hitting. But this ain't no freestyle, so my rhyme is written. It ain't no controversy on the rhyme that I'm spitting. It ain't no royalties on the money that I'm getting. You know it's hip hop when you got dollar rocks. Squab in the spirit, I give your mad props. Hip hop workshop. Area. We got that new stuff taking through the burial ground because we represent the underground. Local hip hop in the 216 clown. Giving shots to the sheriff, he's my main promoter. My dog kept it real at the bottom line. His name is El Porter, bulletproof. Just like my dog, his name is Five. Call on DJ Dollar Rock to rock the party. Always underground game, that's my main claim to fame. Hip hop workshop, always on the main. Yeah, what's up? This is AMG. Always underground game. Check out the new CD coming out. Underground love is the game. Coming very soon. Yo, yo, yo. Much love to my dog, Jerry. United North, Swap God, DJ Dollar Rock, spinning it up. Yeah. Hip Hop Workshop, Volume 1, Mixed CD, Freestyle. Yeah.
And welcome once again to Man in the Streets, Music Activism and News. I think somebody called back, so I know they had a point that they probably wanted to finish. So I'm going to go back to that 216-703 phone line and see what's going on with them. What's going on now?
Black House, once again, to every artist out in Cleveland doing the same thing I'm doing, I am so proud of you, and keep going because we need everybody to do that music thing to make Cleveland a stronger league. when it comes to music, because like songs that I did with Al Porter that's about to be released, people around the nation and around the world and in the industry think that Cleveland rappers can't rap. So, you know, I'm just going to throw that out there. And, you know, with songs like that on this album that y'all about to hear, that y'all about to have to, like, just feel it. Like, it's totally different. It's nothing that you hear. It ain't that thing that you hear every day. You know, it's something that you really probably can, like, listen to and be like, wow, I can't, like, that's really happening. So I love what Al Porter doing, man out on the street. I'm not trying to sound like I'm sucking up or nothing like that. I just put credit where credit is due. And when you hear his work and when you hear my work and my other fellas work in Blackout Sound, you will understand that we not playing. Swab Gotti ain't playing.
Right.
Ain't playing. Ain't nobody playing. So when it come to Cleveland, the only thing I was trying to say, other than what the government is doing, it's people like us doing things within ourselves and together to make this big music thing happen. So join the party or be a square. Blackout Zone. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
And hey, no problem, and I appreciate it. It's always about giving credit where credit is due, because when you don't do that, you seem to fall. You fall by the wayside because it's not all about you. And to what I want to play, because I know that's going to be like one of those troublemaking songs. It's one of the most popular songs. I want to be able to let people know about that Cleveland Soul that happens every Sunday, 7 p.m. to midnight. Closed mic, meaning gifted poets and singers only. 11th and Prospect at the Rathskeller. First 20 are free. 40 after that are $5 and all after, $10. Food and drink specials, CD, calendar, and DVD coming soon for poets and singers. Man, that ought to be very interesting. And I just want to say I'm so thankful. I'll get to one of the reasons why, but I definitely want to play one of the other hot songs you heard from the hot artist, Black House Sounds. It is one of the hottest songs that came from out of nowhere this year. And you'll understand why when you hear it. Ball Hit Fred.
I put the message out there to the black youth. I wanna shoot Mr. George when I
I am so glad that this next phone caller got in before we were getting ready to leave out the door. So I'm going to give you about a minute and a half, almost 2 minutes, to that 440 area code. 334, you're on live, Man in the Streets Music Activism News. How are you this evening?
I'm blessed, Brother Al. How are you?
I feel likewise. I really do. Tell me, how are things going for you?
Well, things could be going a whole lot better with regard to Mr. Hodges. He was given 6 months. He was influenced and coerced into pleading guilty to something he didn't do to get it over with, were the words that were used. And, you know, of course, I absolutely want justice for him as he, you know, wants justice for himself. And it's a very difficult situation, but I'm very hopeful, and I will not stop until justice is served.
Thankful to hear that, because that's one of the things that, you know, we had a couple of things on tap for next week, but we definitely have to deal with that, and I'm writing it into my notes as well. The big C word known as coercion, where a lot of times they put so much pressure on, if you don't do this, we'll make it up 10 years, and it's a major thing, strategy that's played all over the land. So I thank you for bringing that up.
Yes, and I thank you for being here to help people like me that are in these difficult situations.
No problem. I'll tell you what, I hope and I pray and I expect for you to have a very blessed and peaceful holiday season.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thank you, and I look forward to keeping up with what's going on so we can all look out for each other, all right?
Absolutely. Sounds like a winner.
Thank you again. And, you know, one last thing I want to put out there. People that I've looked out and worked with and been very thankful to work with, January 2nd Symposium in Lakewood, 118th in Detroit next to the Fantasy, another mom-and-pop hip-hop event. That's this Friday, 9 p.m. I'm very thankful for that. And I'm going to leave out with one artist who stepped up to the plate. 7 weeks in a row is champion representing. The Cypher champion, taking out male opponents and all of that in her performances. I'm going to take us out with Sister Lady Meatrice. You did your thing. You represented.
Telling people, so I gotta
peace, everybody.
See, I'm not letting it bang to shoot or kill a nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting it bang to celebrate Lady Meatrice spice it up being in the motherfucking building.
See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang.
Blind, grew up, effed up, so don't cross that line. Get
country in my prime. Been a bad dime, animal from the Amazon. I got the ring after the heat, so I guess I am the grind. Green for the money, go for the honey, bitch up down wine. What Beyonce say? Bitch, bow down. A dog from a puppy, call me bow down.
See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucker, rain. Make it rain, rain, motherfucker, rain. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucker, rain. Make it rain, rain, motherfucker, rain.
Since age 11, this game chose me. Fitting six. To be clean, I finally said it's enough. I was born to do my thing. See, it's now or never, son. Home, I got a friend. All the trophies that could fit on my mantelpiece. Don't just in the storm make it a catastrophe. Yeah, let the sun shine after the tragedy.
I'ma bang,